This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The future of the U.S. auto industry is uncertain this morning. This week, Congress tried but failed to pass a $14 billion rescue package aimed at keeping the major three automakers afloat until the end of March. Then Congress adjourned. Yesterday, the Bush administration said it would come up with the money to keep the companies operating, at least until the new Congress reconvenes in January. And the economic downturn continues to take a toll. General Motors announced yesterday it will temporarily idle 20 plants across the country and slash production early next year. NPR's John Itzty joins us. John, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Scott.
The House managed to pass a bailout bill, but it didn't pass the Senate. What broke down?
Well, the House passed this bill that would have provided $14 billion in loans. It required the companies to provide plans by the end of March showing how they'd become viable. It also called for our car czar to be appointed to make sure the money was used for just that purpose. And it was supported by the Bush administration, but Senate Republicans just didn't think it went far enough.
What more did they want?
Well, they wanted something that looked more like prepackaged bankruptcy, including this. They wanted the UAW to agree to a date certain when the union would make wage and benefit concessions that would make their workers competitive with foreign automakers building cars in the United States. Mm-hmm. The union agreed it would make concessions but would not agree to a specific date. So Senate Republicans refused to pass it. Here's Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee, who was the Republicans' chief negotiator.
Had we agreed on a date, any date that's reasonable, I think it would have passed the Senate by 90 votes. I really believe that.
Well, I think there were a very strong minority in the Republican caucus that was determined that this blow up.
That was Corker's Democratic counterpart in the negotiation, Senator Chris Dodd of Connecticut. UAW leader Ron Gettelfinger was even more pointed. He accused the Republicans of trying to pierce the heart of the union. Mm-hmm. And he suggested some of the Southern Republicans were putting the interests of non-union foreign automakers in their states ahead of the interests of the big three.
Why is the UAW reluctant to agree to a specific date?
Well, because they said they were being held to a double standard. They were being asked to agree to a date certain to make their concessions. But, for instance, the auto companies were being asked to eliminate dealerships, but they weren't being held to a date to do that.
Mm-hmm. On the other hand, they did agree to certain other deadlines, didn't they?
There were some other deadlines in the agreement, but the union refused to fix on a date certain.
As we say, forgive the cliche, the ball's back in the administration's court. They've said they won't let the companies fail, but where could they get the money to keep things afloat?
Well, they could look to the TARP, the $700 billion rescue package that Congress provided to stabilize the financial industry, and they say they're prepared to do that.
Mm-hmm. But is there enough money in TARP to do that?
Well, the administration has about $15 billion left in the first installment of the TARP funds. The car companies need $14 billion to get through March, so there would seem to be enough. If it turns out they need more, though, there's a problem because the administration would have to go back to Congress to ask for the second installment, and the Congress adjourned yesterday. They could be called back, but Congress is upset with the way the administration has used the first installment, bailing out financial institutions, so they could say no. One other possibility would be getting loans from the Federal Reserve, but that's complicated too.
NPR's John Itzty, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Scott.